a really bad time to be a manager in world football, except your Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who has some sort of jazz that you can use to convince management to keep you in the job. I think for other kinds of managers, it's axed to the head after 5 games without a win. Nobody's thinking of long-term anymore. Everybody is concentrating on the now. And in the context of football generally, I think football is an era thing. Now, when I say football is an era thing, I mean in the early 2000s, the Premier League was picking up. The Serie A dominated largely. You remember Juve Milan final 03, Milan in the final 05, Milan in the final, Champions League final 07, and on and on and on. But gradually the Premier League took over at some stage, featuring an all-English Champions League final, Chelsea versus Manchester United, and gradually Liverpool getting into 2 finals during that period that was largely dominated by the likes of Juventus, Inter Milan, and AC Milan, with a bit of AS Roma here, there, and everywhere, you know. Then a few years later, of course, it was England. The money went to England. The sheikhs went to England. The superstars went to England. The noisy neighbors became the ones who were talking the talk and walking the walk. You know how everything went then, Tevez and all of that. So largely over time again, Pep Guardiola era started, swept everyone off their feet with Lionel Messi and 6 trophies in one season, calendar year, 6 trophies, 91 goals for Lionel Messi here, there, yada, 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 and all of that. Then the Zizou era came. Or am I missing something? Maybe the Inter Milan era was just a one-off thing. Then the Barcelona era, then the Spanish era featuring Barcelona, Juve. Is it Barcelona, Juve in the final? Yes. Then Barcelona played another team again in the final. I really can't remember now. Of course, that was the era where we had a lot of Champions League, El Clasico, so much so that we got... is it the word inundated with the Champions League and Spanish? This, well, apart from the El Clasico, well, maybe there were not so much, there wasn't so much attention as touching other Spanish teams. But then again, I'm talking about domination in the Champions League right now, and well, general domination in world football or European football, so to speak. So there was the Italian era, then the Premier League picked up, and somewhere in between the line, the Spanish La Liga also got into the big mix of things. Then of course, Zinedine Zidane again, three-peat and all of that. Then Liverpool, and it's just been a mix. Yeah, I remember the Bayern Munich one, somewhere in between. Yeah, just went quickly, had to go down memory lane of what, 15 years maybe, I think. And we see all these things play out, pan out again and again and again and again. However, no management wants to be to go soft on the manager and say, okay, hey, we're going to give you 4 years and we want to see how you perform in those 4 years. After a trophyless season, or after a run of 10 games, picking up just 2 wins and scoring maybe 12 goals while considering like 25, the management, of course, knew starts to pick on you. Who gets axed next? Who gets fired next? Who gets replaced next? And I can't blame them. I mean, if the teams are not churning out results, the fans will cry out. The fans cry out. They start boycotting games. I mean, they start making chants about making a bonfire and placing Ed Woodward on top of it. According to some of the clips I saw from Twitter in the past couple of days, and you know, on and on and on like that. So the management are club management. Around Europe are pressured into making a decision and to taking a stand and saying, okay, this is what we want to do, this is how we want to do it. Now, case study of all the blabbings that we're talking about has to be Barcelona. Ernesto Valverde has been sacked, and a whole lot of things are coming out, like get yourself a Valverde, and when you're doing so, make sure it's a Federico and not an Ernesto. And you know, so many things are coming out about the play, about the manager and all of that, remembering the incident at Liverpool where they blew up and considered 4 goals and lost lost out in the UEFA Champions League running. I think that was last season. Yeah, last season. So everything is still fresh in the minds of fans, and anytime Barcelona lose now, everybody's quick to point to Ernesto Valverde. He's not a tactician. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't seem to figure things out. Yada, yada, yada. Nyan, nyan, nyan. But the truth is, have you for a minute, or even for 30 seconds, or 45, even 15 seconds, have you paid attention to the squad at hand right now? Like, just look at the team and say, oh, okay, let's even look at this team. Let's see what exactly they've got for them going in this team. They have Suarez, who's 30 plus, should be 30 plus. I'll check that up now. Suarez should be 30 plus. They have a Lionel Messi, who everyone in the whole wide world is depending on to create magic one way or the other. How old is Suarez? Forgive me, I really don't keep these numbers in my head. Oh yeah, 32, born 24th January 1987. Suarez is 32 years old. This Suarez cannot do what the Suarez of 5 years ago or 6 years ago used to do when he was at Liverpool. But fans expect this same Barcelona team to make magic. Lionel Messi is 32, same age. Antoine Griezmann is 28. Yeah, maybe at the peak. At the peak of his time right now, but then again, it seems like as if he has peaked. Not PIC, PEAKED. And I really do not expect much from him these days. You look at the defense, wait. Think to yourself and say, okay, what team exactly, what defense exactly do they have right now in Barcelona that can help them to keep strikers out from scoring, to stop strikers from scoring against them? And you see Gerard Pique and you're saying to yourself, okay, Gerard Pique seems to be the only figurehead. Umtiti is there. Then who? Yeah, Jordi Alba. Yeah, they still have one of the best goalkeepers in the world in Marc-André Ter Stegen. But you're thinking, and you keep thinking, Lenglet, yeah, well, maybe Lenglet, yeah, Sergi Roberto. How many of these defenders would you rate when thinking of the top 10 defenders in the world at the moment? Or let's make it a wider list, a 20, top 20 defenders list in the world right now. Not even in Europe, in the world right now. None of these defenders would even feature in the top 30. I dare to say that, no offense, they're better than Nicolas Otamendi and John Stones combined together. I agree. Okay, maybe I blew things up. They should make the top 30, but the top 20, maybe not so. And the reason is obvious. There's just Barcelona, for all they can get going up front, they keep conceding. The back line is not as solid as a big team. Imagine the Spanish. I'm looking at the Spanish La Liga table right now. They scored 49. That's 57. That's 8 goals short of an average of 3 goals per game in the La Liga this season. They scored 13 goals more than Real Madrid and 16 goals more than Real Sociedad. However, check this out. They conceded 23. That's an average of 1 every game. Now, comparing that same number to Real Madrid, they've conceded 11 more than Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, who have conceded 12 and 9, second and third place respectively. And they've conceded 10 more than Athletic Bilbao, that is currently placed 8th in the league this season. Now we say, yeah, we're quick to throw our hands in the air and say, F Valverde, he's not doing well. He needs to be sacked. He needs to leave. He needs to move on. Sorry, I didn't even introduce the podcast. This is the first X Minutes podcast. I'm your host, Papi the Great. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram at Papi_the Great. Everyone is quick to jump on the tail of Valverde and say, he's not doing well. He needs to be kicked off the team. He needs to be this. He needs to be that. But we just discussed the numbers. We just discussed the numbers. There's nothing much to expect even from the new Barcelona manager, Quique Setién. I hope I got that pronunciation right. Why? Because he's still inheriting the same team. And Arturo Vidal wanting to leave, it's harder to get players in the January transfer window than it is to get players in the summer transfer window. That's around June, July. Sometimes it spills July, August. Sometimes it spills into September. And you're thinking to yourself, this is the same Barcelona side that's considered 23 goals in 19 games. What's the assurance that they're not going to push that goals considered will not enter 40 before the season runs out? Yeah, they will get the goals. Lionel Messi is there. Suarez is injured. And of course, this guy from Atletico Madrid, Griezmann, can definitely fill in for him. However, the problem still exists. And what's the problem? They don't have a solid defense that can keep teams out. And if you can't keep teams out, you will concede. And the only saving grace they have right now is the fact that they can get the goals up front. If not, they'll probably be ranked fourth or fifth in the Spanish La Liga at this stage this season. So sacking Ernesto Valverde was not, it was just a show of power. And Ernesto Valverde, unluckily, was the man at the end of the gun, while Barcelona were pulling the trigger at the other end. Valverde's sacking will not change anything. It will not change anything. I dare say it, at the end of the season, we might be looking at this moment and saying to ourselves, as football fans, maybe if Barcelona did not sack Ernesto Valverde, maybe they would have won the Spanish La Liga, because the way it's going, the way things are moving fast, Real Madrid high on confidence, they will catch Barcelona. Expect Barcelona to lose the next El Clasico game, because they are neck and neck now, points for points. The only two goals difference between them, even though Real Madrid have considered less, they've scored more, they've scored less than Barcelona, but they are still same on points. It's dramatic to think how both of them have drawn their last three games. They've drawn three of their last five games, I beg your pardon. And they've won two of their last five games. Not losing any, by the way. But we'll be looking at this moment and say, I have nothing against Quique Setién. Is it Quique Setién? I don't have anything against him, trust me. I really do not have anything against any manager. However, is he the right man? One, two. Was it right to actually sack Ernesto Valverde? Three, was it worth it? I mean, Setién, regardless of his tactics, regardless of his know-how, technical know-how, his knowledge about the game, he is still inheriting the same side. So is he a better man manager? Is he a smarter manager than Ernesto Valverde? It's yet to be seen, judging by from where he's coming from. Because he was little known until now, that he has to take the stage and take over the reins at Barcelona for the Blaugrana. But is his appointment, or was his appointment really, really necessary? Was Ernesto Valverde's appointment, or should I say sacking, really, really necessary considering the state of the team? You can leave me a comment on Twitter at @papi_thegreat. I would really, really love to talk about this this topic, have a conversation with you about it. Just hit me up on Twitter at @papi_thegreat. That's @papi_thegreat. I will be looking forward to hearing from you. Until you get or hear or listen to the next episode, my name is Ritimidan Malaike, Papi the Great. Cheers.